You're tuned into Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined by Adam. And we just came back there from some new music because we're playing all new music on tonight's episode of the show.
Relatively speaking.
Music from this year.
From this year. This is our year in review, our part one of our two-part year in review special. And yeah, we just came back there from a blistering track there from Retail Simps, which is a project mainly helmed by Joe Shimandi.
There's a lot of members in this group.
That is the only one.
No. It also features members of Feeling Figures, Protruders, and also features... we were talking about him a few weeks ago. Chris Burns is another member who's been in a lot of different bands over the years. And they're just a really cool band, and they put out... honestly, it's been pretty consistent with the albums the last couple of years, and this one kind of dropped... relatively recently, Strike Gold, Strike Back, Strike Out by the Retail Simps. And every record, they change the first part of their name. So this time it's Thine Retail Simps. Last time it was The Retail Simps.
There was also The, like T-H-A.
And The had like three or four E's last time.
Yeah, so they do like to muck around a little bit. But you know what? You make good music, so we forgive you for now.
And we heard the song Knot It Up, which is one of the many tracks on this release. Prior to that, we heard music from Roswit, another album that kind of... just kind of came out of nowhere, and we really enjoy. We heard the song Dreamer's Song from the album Eternal Living.
Yeah, really good stuff. Roswit, former member of Tough Age, I believe.
Yes, Penny from Tough Age is in this band.
Mm-hmm. A really great project, really worth checking out. Please do yourself a favor. Didn't get a lot of press, but is well worth your while. As is the album that preceded it, which did get its fair share of press, considering it is officially announced to be the final record from this group. We'll see if that holds true, but they've been very pretty accurate with their words so far about what they've been doing. We're, of course, talking about the great punk band X, who reunited after years and years of being disbanded a few years back, going on a series of blistering reunion tours, putting out a fantastic record, Alphabet Land, and then just this year putting out what they consider to be their final record. As they're saying, it's titled Smoke and Fiction.
Yeah, and we heard the song Sweet Till the Bitter End. Sweet Till the Bitter End. And then prior to that, we heard music from the Scenics. Now, this is an archive release, which apparently there's going to be another one soon next year, I believe. But this covers, I believe, the year 1976 when the band was just starting out. It's called New Part in Town, and we heard one of many songs on this album. This one's called Garth Hudson.
Which is obviously a play on Garth Hudson.
Is it?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know.
You said it with your eyes.
I never asked them. But anyways, one of many songs. Some of them are like really rough demos. Some are just early versions of songs.
Some are rougher demos.
Yeah. But really,
some are like... unintelligible, but it is a really good fly-on-the-wall sort of look into this band at this very early phase of their career.
Mm-hmm. And then we started things off with Windsor's Brain Rust. We heard the track Band Manager from Indistinct Chatter, which came out digitally this year. The band is also, we mentioned, one of many playing on December 7th at Fog Lounge / Meteor as part of Frogger Fest, which is one of the last big kind of shows they're putting on before they close their doors and reopen in a new location. So we recommend going to support this place. And that's how we started off that set. Coming up next, we're going to play a little bit something jangly.
That's right. Coming from Toronto, we are going to play some material from Ducks Limited. They've actually been very prolific this year. In addition to this, they've released a few singles. And this came out very earlier in the year, I believe in January, actually.
Yeah.
And, there's so many things to talk about when it comes to the records we're selecting. I feel this one was just a really strong and focused jangle pop indie rock record where the guitars sounded great, the production was on point, and the songwriting was probably the strongest that I've heard so far out of Ducks Limited. They're definitely, you know, treading some water with this one, so to speak. Get it, because they're ducks. But you know, even though they're somewhat familiar in the style, I think it is a crystallization and really just perhaps the fruition of their sound. This is probably their best record. It's called Harm's Way, and we're going to hear the track Hollowed Out on this year in review edition of Revolution Rock.
catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time, I know they do. Some things take time, I know they do. I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Live with you, if that means we will survive. 'Cause we drove out to the desert just to leave the past behind. And our footsteps fall in shadows, treading light down the canyon trail. And the sun is barely rising, and the stars like a wedding veil. And I cannot lie to you, 'cause you can read my mind. So I think I'll try with you. Some things just take more time. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. Some things take time. Some things take time. And I hope our time will never go. I hope our time will never go. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo. 2 weeks just to catch the buffalo.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM and also syndicating across several different stations throughout Canada. I'm your host Dave, joined by Adam. We're running down some of our favorite releases of 2024 as part of a two-part episode. This is part one. Mm-hmm. After part one comes to part two.
Sequentially, that makes sense.
And after part two, there is no part three.
After part two, we get the money, then we get the power, then we get the pizza.
You know what? That should be on a t-shirt.
It will be now.
So anyways, the last track we heard there was a little bit different from what we normally expect from this band. This was a little bit more twangy and country-oriented from the band Hooray for the Riff Raff.
Yeah, so this is a project that's been helmed by Alinda Segarra for a number of years now after they went off and kind of made different arrangements and were participating in different groups. And this is basically their project that they started on in 2011. And they are usually known for more of an indie pop sound, which hasn't always been my favorite of theirs. But this new album, titled The Past Is Still Alive, it got a change, a complete makeover. They went to more roots-oriented, country-tinged music. And I think it's such a strength that they're playing within. Also, I think Alinda's wonderful storytelling is at the forefront here, just telling these wonderful vignettes of these people who are just kind of lost in the tumultuous landscape of modern America and what it means to be just a young person, just kind of dreading what the future is or what the future may not even be. And it's just an